What a ride we have had this year, and what a ride it's continuing to be. SEO, AI, profits, and killing websites is what we're going to talk about today.
Looking for ideas and tactical news on how to grow and market your business online? It's the perfect afternoon morning show. So grab a coffee or your pen and paper, keep driving to work, hey, eyes on the road now, and prepare to be inspired.
I don't know so much about inspiration, at least getting you a little bit informed, because it is overwhelming, all that is going on. There's so much excitement, and there's so many cool, flashy, shiny new things to play with and to do things with, and makes you feel like you're really productive, but then you wonder, are you really productive? Am I doing things that are making a difference for your own projects? And then I guess if you're an agency like us working in for clients as well, how are we keeping up with the Joneses? And man, there's been a lot of shakeups recently. I guess we're going to talk, really, we've kind of commenced now for what we know as the 2024 Google Core update, a series of updates that happened, and it was the HCL, which is... I can't even remember what the acronym stands for. It'll come back to me. That really was unleashed back in September of 23. And what we've learned of the core that started in March and really summarized the third week of April. And then subsequent, I can't talk. This is a regular thing for me. And then this past week, May 5th, really on the 6th, it started with a core spam update that was going after parasitic SEO websites and those that were using a lot of older tactics, but a lot of big hub farms. So let's break into a couple of these different ones. We've already covered things previously in regards to the core update and a lot of sites that got hit. And there was a much change in a lot of different rankings, and we're definitely seeing some trends. Probably the trends that are rising to the surface is going to be money motivation and the race for superior artificial intelligence, whatever tool that's going to be. So ChatGPT, when Microsoft purchased that and let that out to the public, Google was very much so behind. They renamed their product to Gemini. And so this past week, they both had some significant updates. Google's is highly focused on AI generation. And it's essentially going to be called SGE. So that's their search generative experience. And it's causing a lot of disruptions in search results. And I'm concerned about it because, well, I think there's two flip sides to the coin here. But the thing of it is the work that we do. And when you're planning on producing content or planning on coding and developing a website or any type of content that you're producing, which is going to be text, it's going to be video, it's going to be audio, it's going to be different things. But when you're publishing that out there, semantically, you still need reference points for the math to be able to work. I don't know if that makes sense. I think it does. You need to be aware of how AI is coming into play with it. So with Google's SGE, which is a lot of those generative results that are showing up on the top of search results, those are all coming from their AI model, but they have to reference that content. So Googlebot still has to be out there crawling and referencing, and they have to decipher and determine based off of user input, obviously clicks that are showing what people are clicking on to go and look for things, advertisers and what advertisers are pushing for people to do based off of keywords and other different types of initiated bids for those. What is fueling that AI to show different types of results? And obviously, they get you up at the top of the page, and you want things like that. So the new releases that did come out, let's just go through SGE a little bit more. Because Google's Google, it's integrated right into their search results. And instead of your traditional list of blue links that you're going to see at the top, you're going to see AI-generated summaries. And these summaries sometimes are going to be a little bit less clear. There's going to be multiple ones of those. Obviously, they're doing a lot of testing to see what's happening. But click-through rates is what's going to be impacted in the largest factor. There's going to be likely less clicks that are going to go through to websites, and that's going to lead to a decrease in organic traffic overall. So if you're getting knowledge panel results, which we've all been fighting for, those are like, you know, what is the most swimmable beach here? Or do I really need car insurance when I make the purchase? And those types of results that pop up, those are being derived from markup that's on your website, and that they're finding that this is a question that needs to be answered. And you can get those knowledge panel types of links coming to your site. And with the summary of AI, that's probably going to actually lead to a lot of decrease in click-through that's going to be happening. Is that a good or bad thing? If you're working towards your brand reinforcement, I think that can help you out in a lot of ways too. Ultimately, the higher that we can get up on the page, the more information that I see that AI now, I do see it as a positive, okay? Because the more information that AI is going to be crawling for my sites or my customer sites that they're going to be referencing, I have more opportunity to lean on those signals to push for other contact or other content and information within the website for those signals too. So I don't think we should get that panicked about it just yet. But again, it's been a weird year, okay? SGE answers are based on queries that people are searching, so we still need us as marketers and you as business owners to understand that. Clarity, that's speaking to your audience, speaking to the audience that would be looking for your products or services, is what's going to be important. So SGE is still citing websites, and we're still going to get clicks, but it's just not going to be for basic facts and info. But you know, I can't seriously say that users are never going to need to go to a website for those. And again, if they're going to click through those, then maybe you're going to get more targeted traffic, people that are really looking for the solutions you're providing, the answers you're giving. So SGE is still doing search base on a query to find a website that has relevancy for the query that they search for. And it's using methods currently that search engines use, specifically Google. So we still need to make websites that are going to be helpful to users and that they're crawlable and indexable. Now, we need to focus more probably on verbs, things that users, that you know, our focus now needs to move to verbs specifically, I guess. These are going to be things that users want to do that require a website, not just a random fact. And that's what's going to lead you to be more sticky and to be more of a honey trap, right? We have to become real marketers, and we have to really focus on understanding our audience and how that audience changes and their intents and the intents of the product and services and what they're looking for answers for. And specifically that audience's needs, or there's the variety of audiences that you're working toward, their needs. I think it's pretty cool. There's a lot of good opportunities, and obviously this is going to be shuffling continuously. And anybody that's here in the United States, for God's sakes, we knew this was going to be a crazy shit, weird year anyways, specifically with, you know, the political environment, everything else that's going on, Elon buying Twitter and that changeover of different things. Man, it's just, there's just a lot that's going on. It's pretty goddamn draining. So one of the things that's becoming frustrating is because it's in so much testing with SGE, you can't necessarily turn off the AI results right now. The good news is, well, let me talk about the good news, is that if you wanted to, you can also work on de-indexing or avoiding the AI bots to crawl and reference your website. Now, we've talked about in previous podcasts, issues potentially leading down the road to intellectual property, copyright. And those are challenges I'm seeing clearly today as I look through my X feed of people complaining about specifics where I'm ranking for specifically a knowledge panel question, and SGE is actually taking that and giving that up in AI results above the organic result that I've actually achieved and owned. So that summary is still giving credibility to my brand, to my URL. Consumers still have the chance to click on it, but I'm fueling and feeding something that's given away free. This mimics a little bit for me personally as AMP of a couple years ago, when Google really pushed hard after HTTPS and secure socket protection for websites, but then also people to use AMP, which was essentially accelerated mobile pages, and it was giving them the ability to render and store caches of your web pages for mobile browsers that were on slow connections. And again, when we talk caching, that's all going to be traffic that's on Google that they've sucked in and slurped, that's very mimified and light that they were serving up to people. that's not so much more of a thing anymore, but the SGE aspect of it seems to be like a new variation in flavor, the new and improved aspect of it. So you can put non-index tags on your website. That would allow to prevent ChatGPT and other AI bots from crawling and indexing. However, just realize when you're removing that, or when you're adding that in, you're removing those from the opportunity to be found in SGE. So there's some pros and cons to doing specifics like that. And you're going to have people utilizing tools. We'll just talk, enough of the SGE, let's go into ChatGPT 4.0. Then their new variation, their version. If you haven't had a chance to actually watch their release show, you can find like a 15-minute video on YouTube, and it's two guys and a girl. The woman's the head of the product development for OpenAI, and they do a really good special presentation of all these new features that are coming out, and it's up and available right now. And if you have a paid account, it's even faster. And I've already been playing with it, and it's pretty nice. It's fast, and it's really rendering up some great stuff. Now, the tools that they also looked at in regards to the conversational languages and from pictures and helping with math problems and learning, actually seeing and viewing and telling facial expressions, and then real-time live translations and conversations, like talk about blowing your mind of where things are going and what can be done and utilized with this. There is, by every stretch of the imagination, probably one of the largest tech rush dollars to be running after in regards to it. Hence, fueling, coming back to the frustration that we're in the aspects of marketing, because not everybody has, startup or series A, series B, series 3 types of funding and money. And you don't have a building with four floors full of all these engineers and technical and marketing people to execute all these things for your brand and your products. This is the scary part of it, is where do we devise and put our time? Now, one of the things we learned here at our agency, Perfect Afternoon, was through the Google Core update, because of the practices we've implemented, and we're not just shaking our tail and saying our shit doesn't stink, but we're saying is by even maintaining very defined processes and really sliding your foot across the ice on a frozen pond before you actually put pressure down, is probably one of the best ways to go about things. And also, as always, and we've been saying this now for over 2 decades, publish really good content that people would want to read and that's going to be helpful to end users. If that means that you have a helpful video library tutorial, they're all 2 minutes long, of how to replace really easily every single part on a refrigerator at home, then have those things inside of your website, because those are going to get generic, organic links from people linking to you as being a helpful, authoritative resource. And that's what it comes back to, the overall goal of this core update. While I am very partial in knowing that Google was, especially with the released documents that have come out in the chatter in regards to that, to the Department of Justice case against Google as well, but it's a monopoly. It's a big monopoly. They manipulated search ads, the ads group, and the search quality group over at Google are really fighting against one another, and it's all about dollars. Google's quarter one had record profits. They're very happy about things like that. They need the money because they have to answer to shareholders, but they also have to put money back into moving forward with this AI. Now, there's a lot of big talks that ChatGPT there's a fight on who's going to be integrating with Apple. That's what it sounds like, between Google and ChatGPT, or Apple coming up with their own thing, which I don't think they would do. They're going to leverage someone else's technology and grab that. But the data that will be available inside of that, with the usage and all these new tech-savvy younger people growing forward with these products, I mean, it's going to be massive. And that's all going to be up for sale for us marketers and advertisers to utilize. But that has to be driven in a number of different ways. Our website's going to be so much of a thing as much anymore. I mean, that's really going to end up being a question down the road. And how many people are going to read when you can have things read to you? I don't know. I don't know. These are all things I think about. And while not many years ago, I thought this is all the things that towards the end of my career, I'm now seeing them. They're still very much so inside of my career. It's very exciting and scary, kind of like riding up the ramp on a roller coaster. There's a lot of excitement and anticipation. You wonder why you're doing this and you're here. Is it too late? Should I get off? Am I going to enjoy this immensely? Is there going to be a lot of negatives and consequences along with this journey? I'm sure there's going to be. But what had happened this year as well, helpful content update, HCU, that's what September. I knew I remember it. It only took me about 15 minutes to do it. But because of these changes Google made, in my opinion, specifically to put more towards AI generative learning so they can build out Gemini to be even stronger, they had to really kill off a lot of good sites that were being shown at the top of their search organically and crushed a lot of businesses out there. And that really sucks because I know some people specifically in my interweb worlds, I know others that have things that have happened towards. And I look at it from this point of view as one is you've enjoyed our traffic for quite a long time. We've sent you a lot of people to your website. We've got a good idea of the content that's inside of there. Unfortunately, there's no revenue in giving you all this free traffic for us. And so they want to leverage and find other ways with other partners that's going to be mindfully, financially good for them. And that makes a lot of business sense. Ultimately, at the end of the day, Google's terms of service, once you go there and hit search, you agree to everything. And as a business owner, if I welcome Googlebot to come to my site and index all of my content, you also have the ability for them not to index anything in your website. They don't have to send you any traffic. So they don't owe you anything. And that's why I say continue to build great content so that other engines that are out there, and I think there's more that are coming. I really, really do. I think Google's going to have, in the next 36 months, some big challenges to uphold. And you need to build the brand so people recognize what you have and what you do and with your customers so they can go direct. So remember, when you're looking through analytics, look at those direct traffic referrals as well. And you want to continue to build up that baseline so that people are knowing you specifically. And that's why a good domain is so important. But anyways, let's get back around with this. We're going to have a lot more in supplement for this podcast to read a little bit more about in regards to these aspects. But going back to how many people were hurt in regards to this, I think that was a large financial motivator in why this specifically happened and why these changes were. But now with the new versions of ChatGPT 4.0 and a lot of those technologies, us as marketers, we're going to really need to start to look at how we can take advantage of those and apply those to our websites, to our marketing channels. And when we're creating content, we're going to need to think about all these different aspects that we are going to have to integrate into what we produce or what we're thinking about producing, and be mindful of those around us and how they're seeking information, and be very, very receptive to why they want information in such a way. Can it make sense for you as a business to deliver it in such a way? And do you need to start to shift some of your dollars to producing content in such a way that is going to embrace those? And it's moving fast by all means. We are not very far away from being able to talk into your device and have it essentially lay out your entire weekend for you, including everything you need to buy and who you need to call and what you need to do.